Fred Film Radio, Venice Production Bridge at the Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. We are in Venice at the Venice Film Festival, especially in the Venice Production Bridge. And we are here with Michel Rillac.
Hello.
Hello. Part of the Venice Production Bridge and under two hats, let's say it. The Biennale College Cinema and the Virtual Reality section. So let's start talking about the Biennale College Cinema. What is it about? And how does it work?
It's an initiative of the Biennale. We are starting the fifth edition, the fifth year now, and it's a residency. What we call residency is a workshop. We select 12 filmmakers from all over the world, young filmmakers who are working on making their first feature or maybe second feature. We invite them to Venice in October for 2 weeks. They stay with us on San Servolo, an island between San Marco and the Lido. We stay together day and night for 2 weeks, and we work with them on their script. We try to help them come up with the best possible story. Out of these 12 projects, we choose 4 or 3, depending on the years, and we produce them entirely. That means there are films that can be done on a micro budget for €150,000, and we give each of these films €150,000 so that they can make the film. They come back to Venice twice, once in December for a week, once in January for a week, to finish working on the project. And then they go, they have between February and July to make the film, and then the film is presented here at the Biennale.
And then are they awarded of something at the end? Is there an award?
No, they're not awarded. The award is that they exist because they've been awarded to be selected among the 12 films that we have developed, developed in the term of helping them come up with the best possible script. And so they've been awarded the means of financing them. So they don't have to worry about finding the money. They know from the beginning that they have to make the film with $150,000. We tell those three or four films, here is $150,000, now go make the film. And all along the process of making the film, we are with them, helping them for the production, for the editing, for the sound, and then we help them for the promotion, the distribution of their film.
Is there any, has it ever happened that there is a script that is good but could not be done with that amount of money because it's more, could be more expensive?
There are so many films in the world, first features, that are made for so little money because there's a lack of financing and interest of the market for people who are completely unknown, who are new. So in America, in Asia, in Europe, lots of people make their first feature with 20,000, 15,000, 30,000 euros.
So 150,000 is a huge budget.
It's not a huge budget.
Compared to those ones.
Exactly. It's a reasonable budget that allows you to make a professional film. So it is an opportunity, and there is no other festival in the world, there's no other institution that does that, and that provides the support, the expertise of people who help the filmmakers to make it, the money, and then the exposure of being guaranteed that they're going to be premiered in such a prestigious festival as Venice. So the whole range, it's like taking someone, a friend, and helping that friend, you know, go across a path all the way to the end.
Also, always about this, is the help that the program gives to the films in terms of distribution, how important it is, how effective it is
to find distribution for these films. It's crucial, because you know as well as I do that today one of the problems of independent cinema is that it's shown in festivals like Venice, but there are thousands of festivals in the world, so those films go from one festival to another, and that's it, and they never get a release in a theatrical release in theaters. So they only live inside the ecosystem of the festivals, and it's crucial for a film to reach a wider audience to be sold to distributors and to be seen in theaters. So we're trying very hard to make the best films, but also make sure that they get picked up by a sales company and by distributors around the world.
Let's change the subject. Let's change the hat. The other hat you have here at the Venice Production Bridge is concerning the virtual reality. We are director of the VR section. Virtual reality is getting huge, bigger and bigger and wider, but what is your thoughts about its application to actual cinema, to a commercial cinema in terms of exploitable projects?
Here in Venice, we at the VR Theater, which is a wonderful space that the Biennale has designed with us, where we have 50 seats, so 50 spectators can come, put on a headset on their head and watch 360-degree virtual reality. We're premiering the first ever feature-length movie in the history of virtual reality. It's called Jesus VR, and it's a movie about the life of Jesus. And it is a movie in the sense that it tells a story, except that instead of watching a rectangle in front of you, like a screen, instead of watching this rectangle, you are inside a sphere and the sphere surrounds you. So it's a big difference. But in terms of story and storytelling, it's the same. The rules of cinema apply 100% to virtual reality. If you want to tell the transformation of a character and all the different obstacles on their path, that's what you also do in VR. The only difference is that in VR, when you are writing a film for virtual reality, you need to decide who is the spectator. Because instead of being outside of the screen, outside of the rectangle that we are watching when we're watching a movie on our computer, TV, or in the theater, we are inside the action. We are at the center. The camera, which is the point of view, is us at the center. Yeah. So the big question is, who am I since I am here? And there's no escape. So do I have a body? Do the people in the VR film see me? Or if they don't see me, are they aware that I'm watching them? Or they ignore me? I am God. Maybe no one knows and I'm watching. I mean, there are all these questions. And I'm a filmmaker myself in virtual reality. And one of the most exciting creative challenges that I have now is what I call presence design, where you need to decide in the story, who am I? In Jesus VR, for instance, there's an example, and the crucifixion, when the Christ is on the cross, you watch Christ, Jesus, on the cross. So you're outside. You don't have a body. You're just watching. And all of a sudden, there's storm in the sky. God is now coming, you know. And all of a sudden, the point of view changes. And I am Jesus on the cross. So all of a sudden, I'm feeling like I'm on the cross and I'm seeing from the perspective of Jesus. So I can change that point of view just like in cinema. Except that at that moment, I'm not watching Jesus on the cross. I am Jesus on the cross. And that's very
powerful. So you're always inside of it, never outside of it.
Exactly.
And technically speaking, how difficult is to have the same, to provide the same quality, visual quality, than in regular cinema?
When you watch a film in VR, in like a normal headgear with your phone inside the gear, the image is not very good. Mm-hmm. It's the pixels are very big,
visible,
and it's not very nice. If you use a more sophisticated headgear like Oculus Rift or HTC Vive, where you are connected with a cable to a computer, you're not free to move as you want, the image is much better and is closer to like an HDTV kind of image.
So it's good.
Now, so you get that kind of quality. But the technology is moving very, very, very quickly. And I just received a new gear, which doesn't have a screen. It has mirrors, 1.5 million mirror chips in front of my eyes, and it sends the pixels in my eyes, and the image is composed inside my eye on the retina. So the image is crystal clear. It's like super, super, super HD kind of image. So it's moving very quickly. So soon, like a year from now, the quality of the image, the light, the angle of vision will be just the same as in real life.
Real life. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Michel, for those insights in the VR world. It was Michel Reillac. I am Angela Cervi for Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.